unveiling the main sequence of galaxies at $5 with the James Webb Space Telescope, Predictions from Simulations, by Jordan C.J. De Silva et al. We use two independent, galaxy formation simulations, flares, a cosmological hydrodynamical simulation, and SHARC, a semi-analytic model, to explore how well the James Webb Space Telescope, JWST, will be able to uncover the existence and parameters of the star-forming main sequence, SFS, at Z equals 510, i.e. shape, scatter, normalization. Using two independent simulations allows us to isolate predictions, e.g., stellar mass, star formation rate, SFR, luminosity functions, that are robust to or highly dependent on the implementation of the physics of galaxy formation. Both simulations predict that JWST can observe as greater than or equal to 70-90% for SHARC and flares respectively, of galaxies up to Z approximately 10, down to stellar masses of approximately equals 10 to the power of 8.3 m sun and SFRs of approximately equals 10 to the power of 0.5 m sun YR-1, in modest integration times and given current proposed survey areas, e.g. the Webb Cosmos 0.6 deg squared, to accurately constrain the parameters of the SFS. Although both simulations predict qualitatively similar distributions of stellar mass and SFR, there are important quantitative differences, such as the abundance of massive, star-forming galaxies, with flares predicting a higher abundance than SHARC, the early onset of quenching as a result of black hole growth in flares, at Z approximately equals 8, not seen in SHARC until much lower redshifts, and the implementation of synthetic photometry, with flares predicting more JWST-detected galaxies, approximately 90% than SHARC, approximately 70% at Z equals 10. JWST observations will distinguish between these models, leading to a significant improvement upon our understanding of the formation of the very first galaxies. This was Unveiling the Main Sequence of Galaxies at $5 with the James Webb Space Telescope, Predictions from Simulations, by Jordan C.J. De Silva et al.